News just in the past hour. From next week, the rules around mask wearing on flights within Europe will begin to be relaxed. The European Union Aviation Safety Agency and the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control have issued an update on the COVID-19 rules for air travel. And Paul O'Connella is travel editor with the Irish Independent, and he's been looking at this announcement in the past hour. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Claire. So How are you?
I'm very well, but this is all new to you and to me. But can you explain to us what's changing?
Yeah, I suppose the broader context, Claire, is that in the past couple of months, the restrictions that we've become so used to over the last 2 years are really falling away at a rapid clip and sometimes a surprising pace. So the latest news this morning are that from May the 16th, wearing masks will no longer be mandatory on planes. So that's a fairly significant step in making travel feel more normal, and it's expected that it would help the travel recovery. But, you know, clearly people will have different comfort levels with this too.
Okay, and people obviously, if they want to wear the masks, there'll be nothing stopping them from putting them on. Was this expected, this change?
Yeah, the kind of the timeline on it, I'm finding, but as with everything these days, I'm surprised at how fast it's happening. But it was expected. Airlines in the UK have already taken steps like this just a couple of weeks ago. It was the same in the US. I guess it's important to remember that although it won't be mandatory, there are still differing rules and regulations on the ground in different countries. Ireland has dropped all of its travel restrictions, but that's not the same across the board. You know, you'll still have to show your cert as you go to places like Spain and Portugal, and you still have to wear masks on public transport in Italy. So where in countries where there's still mandatory mask wearing on public transport, it's possible that airlines will continue to recommend people wear the masks on board. But don't worry about that if you're listening in, because you'll get a clear communication on that from your travel agent or from the airline. And look, worst case scenario, just pop a few masks into your bag. If you're on holidays, you'll need to do that to go into chemists and particular shops anyway.
Yeah, and you'll just have to keep an eye on the rules, as you say, for the individual airlines and also the country where you're travelling to. But it's not a great imposition to have the mask with you.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, and I think that we're finding that people are sort of, as we step back into this weird new world where everything is working as it used to again, people are taking they're moving at different paces. I've been on planes in the last week, and everyone wearing masks on Aer Lingus and Ryanair. I'd expect those airlines will issue updates now in the coming days ahead of May 16th. But you can see yourself in the airports. Some are wearing masks, some are not. We're all kind of moving at our own pace. Mm-hmm. But look, it's great to be, I suppose, talking about this in terms of things loosening up rather than tightening up. Mm-hmm. Fingers crossed.
The new planes have these new HEPA filters installed now, don't they?
They are. Any modern aircraft will have those air filtration systems on board, and they're basically about changing the air in the cabin. HEPA, HEPA filters, modern aircraft. It's similar to kind of the filters used in hospitals. That's the line that airlines have been using throughout the pandemic. So although it is, of course, possible to contract a virus on an airplane, and there are cases of transmission with COVID, they are relatively safe and the air is recirculated, even though you may feel a bit weird sitting elbow to elbow with a stranger. So that's why I think many people might just continue on short-haul flights anyway to wear the masks.
And we haven't heard anything specifically from Italy, have we, today, Paul? Because you were required, or you are required, to wear masks if you're flying in and out of Italy.
No, I haven't heard that specifically. Remember, up until the 16th, you'll still have to wear your mask on the plane anyway, but I'd expect we'll hear very soon. Italy has been one of the slower countries to drop its restrictions. You still need to show your COVID cert, proof of vaccination recovery or negative test to go there. But we're expecting towards the end of the month that they might loosen things up for summer. Greece has already removed all of its travel restrictions. These are countries that are just so dependent on tourism, and they're doing this great balancing act, Claire, where they want to kind of protect public health, but they are just as keen to get tourists back and get people spending on tourism again after 2 years of disruption.
Understandably, it's the same for ourselves. We were just talking about what's happening with our American tourists at half the levels that they were in 2019. Paul, thanks very much for bringing us that news today. That is mask wearing on flights within Europe beginning to be relaxed. Paul O'Connella there from the Irish Independent.